Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, a one billionaire, Steve Cohen, bought the Mets, just a dysfunctional mess of an organization that couldn't get out of their own way, immediately improving that franchise. Could another billionaire be eyeing up another rival team for now, this one, the Eagles? The Washington football team could be being eyed up by Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. How about that? Yeah, and this is a new report, but this is something that's been talked about for a while here.
Oh, rich people.
Yeah, he has so much money. You know, normally to buy a franchise.
He needs a hobby. He wants to own a football team. A hobby.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like I don't think Snyder necessarily wants to sell, but
what else is he gonna do?
Right. But the league certainly probably wants him to sell, right?
Just be rich. Like, yeah. Is he into anything else? What else does Snyder have? Is he
No, that's pretty much it.
He
had a radio station. He had radio stations that he sold. So he doesn't have that.
Yeah, so yeah, he definitely doesn't want to give up that team. That's his identity.
Right. That's his thing. Yeah. Now here's where he would. Like, if there's a smoking gun that's out there regarding these lawsuits or whatever, and the league kind of says you're selling, then that's how he's gone. But
that's how the owner in Carolina got rid of his team that fast.
Yep. Jerry Richardson. And just like that, he was out.
I mean, he sold it, but it was like
immediately. He said, I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to deal with trying. Like, Donald Sterling resisted, which
he
knew that
thought he tried to fight it for a while, yes.
And that didn't work. Donald Sterling. Never.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Never the girl? V something?
Yes.
Stefiani or?
Yes. Oh, that was such a. Yeah. Donald Sterling, yeah. What year was that? Was that
probably 16? A lot longer ago than we thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. It hasn't been that long. Donald Sterling. V. Stiviano was her name.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Haven't heard of her since.
Nope. So, like, here's the thing. Even with Daniel Snyder running things, by hiring Ron Rivera, it instantly turned around the franchise. I mean, it really did. They're a quarterback away from, you know, being real. That defense is good. There's some good pieces on offense. Ron knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I think they're sitting there waiting on the opportunity to snatch up a quarterback if somebody makes a mistake.
Yep.
Right. They're just sitting there in the position. I mean, just think, if Dallas screws up this Dak Prescott situation, Washington can be looking at Dak Prescott in 2022.
Well, if Dallas was smart, they would just trade him now.
Right. Right.
I mean, they would. What are they going to do? Sign him to another franchise tag this year, $37 million, and then next year the franchise tag would be $50 million. So why would Dak Prescott settle for anything other than 40,
no,
42?
Dak, no, Dak's just sitting there saying, I'm waiting on y'all to reach my price tag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, because think about it. Like, everybody will say, well, you signed the long-term contract because of risk for injury. He just had one of the most gruesome injuries, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
He'll have teams lining up to give him $40 million a year.
Yeah, somebody will.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but somebody will.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. And from the Seahawks' perspective on this, right, like, as good as Russell Wilson is, and everybody knows that he's a fantastic quarterback, you know, how many playoff wins do the Seahawks have here over the last 5, 6, 7 years?
One.
Yeah, one.
And that was with
Josh McCown with a pulled hamstring. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Wentz is out of the game. So it's like, from the Seahawks' perspective, they're saying, like, well, we can find a guy to win us maybe 9,
yeah.
10 games.
I mean, listen, I think Russell Wilson kind of initiated this.
Yes.
Like, I don't think the Seahawks want to get rid of Russell Wilson. I think he's almost trying to blame the Seahawks for not winning in the postseason. And listen, I like Russell Wilson, but quite frankly, this is one of those trying to pass the buck ordeals. Because once again, the postseason rolled around and Russell Wilson went home in one game. He just lost at home to the Rams, to two quarterbacks, one that the Rams don't want, and the other one is a backup.
Yep.
That's who Russell Wilson just lost at home to.
Yep. Yeah. And, yeah, he was sacked a lot. He was under pressure and everything else. But no one wants to hear that in the playoff game.
Hey, man.
You make $40 million a year for a reason, Russell.
Yeah, I can't sit around and listen to how much of an elite quarterback you are and top five and MVP and everything else. And you get to the postseason and it's nothing. Like, yeah. The same way we ripped Dak, the same way we ripped other quarterbacks who may not have won in the postseason, Russell Wilson, he gets a pass because he's the last time he was actually a real postseason threat, the Legion of Boom was leading the way.
And they moved on from those guys in large part because...
By the way, Legion of Boom and Beast Mode.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was their identity. Defense, Russell makes some plays, run the football. Yep. Yep.
That's where it's been.
He gone. It's just a matter of where he's going to go and if it's this year or not. But, I mean, it's pretty fascinating to see the movement of not just quarterbacks, star quarterbacks.
Yeah. It's awesome. Amazing. Yeah.
It's awesome. All right. Chuck from Mount Airy joins us right now. Chuck, are you ready to do a podcast talking sports with Chuck from Mount Airy?
Hey, listen. First of all, I want to say how y'all doing today.
Hi, Chuck.
You know what I mean?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Ike, man. What's up, man? Listen, let me tell you something. I'm willing to do it. I told you. I'm down for the cause. Whatever the case may be, I'm there. You know what I mean?
All right.
You're talking about the podcast.
Yeah. Would you want to do it solo or would you want to co-host like Inge?
Hey, listen, you throw anybody my way, man. I work well with people. I mean,
all right.
I work well with, you know what I'm saying? I'm not no cage animal. I work well with Inge.
All right.
You know what I mean? I actually like Inge. I heard him just earlier. You know what I mean? I like his point of view.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
Talking sports with Chuck and Inge.
I love it.
Yeah, I like his point of view. You know what I mean? My thing is this, right? You can't win. You made my point a couple minutes ago when you talking about Russell Wilson. You guys made my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts right now, we can win with Jalen Hurts. I don't know why y'all would keep picking quarterbacks at six instead of third. I'm not even looking at none of them quarterbacks. To me, I looked at Jack Wilson from BYU.
Yeah.
And he done nothing to me sticks out to be like, oh, yeah, I want him. You know what I mean? And play the competition he playing against, I don't want him. I don't even want to touch him. And he ain't Justin Herbert. We can forget about that. I don't even think Trevor Lawrence is Justin Herbert. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
No, he not. He ain't even Justin Herbert. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. He didn't pick number one just because, you know, he's a good college quarterback. But I don't want none of those quarterbacks. To me, they don't stick out. You know what I mean? They don't do nothing different or better than what I seen Jalen do against NFL competition last year, against the number one defense last year. And then went the next week, and he showed up against Kyler Murray in Arizona. So it's, I want to build around number two. You know what I mean? And I want to get Kyle Pitts. Get my man Kyle Pitts in here, and you got those two, you know, Kyle Pitts and Goddard. Me, you, and Johnny Marks, I can be out there catching passes. You got those two at tight end.
Marks, hey, Chuck, it's a good point, man. And honestly, Chuck, I think Kyle Pitts is going to be a wide receiver, but I get your point. What you're saying, I just think they would make him, whoever drafts him at six, right, or you draft him that early, he's a big red zone target. He is a huge red zone target who is a good athlete. So I can certainly see where you would want that. And I got to admit, Chuck, I love your commitment to Jalen Hurts, man. Don't lose it.
You're the one
Don't
guy.
Don't lose it, Chuck. Stay with it.
You ain't got to tell me that because I'm starting my own Jalen Hurts fan club. And then nobody else going to be able to get in once he becomes the man in the city.
What's it called? Do you have a name for it yet? Or you and Inge can figure that out on the podcast?
You got to give me a little time to think about something.
Okay.
Like that. This is serious business, you know me? You know what I'm saying? It's serious right here, Johnny Marks. This ain't nothing to play with.
Okay.
I got some time to think of something. My man, Jalen Hurts, I guarantee you he's going to be the man here. And if they pick a quarterback at number five, I won't call WIP no more. If they pick a quarterback at number six,
Don't punish us.
No, man. No, listen. No, I'm not punishing. I'm just saying.
We want you to call more.
Yeah, we want you to call. No, yes.
If they pick the quarterback at number six, you picked this man last year, and you know what I mean? Carson Wentz is out of town now, and now you got to stick with him. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Yeah. With the dude, man, and see what he got. Don't be going around picking these quarterbacks. Build around somebody, man.
All right. Listen, Chuck, Jack's going to be in touch, all right, so we can get this podcast rolling, all right?
Ain't no doubt. I'm dead serious. I'm with it.
All right, I know you are.
All right, Chuck.
There he is, Chuck. I'm dead serious, too. I'm trying to groom Chuck.
Yeah, we'll all be out of jobs here in a couple of years. Damn, listeners going to take over the shows.
Chuck and Inge.
Yeah, they taking over the shows. Mad Mike got his show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Mad Mike, after I got tired of Mad Mike last week, he isn't called in. 215-592-9494. On the other side, do we have to take Ike's Philly card? We'll give you some audio evidence next, and we'll go to the Marks and Reese text line. I can't wait for this. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
See Bryce Harper's t-shirt, Clearwater.
The segment brought to you by Exergen. Accuracy matters. Clearwater.
Clearwater. Water.
Clearwater.
Water.
Now, when did you get drafted here?
98.
Okay. That is 23
But not
years.
Everybody realizes yes. what it is or talks like that.
Exactly. 23 years, Jack, in 2 months. Thank you.
23 years? Yeah. Holy smokes.
Now, that's a long time. That's a long time for you to be here. You've heard even our midday show host who can't say golf because he says golf.
Does the camera say water?
He says water, right?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Joe DeCamara.
Yeah, you've heard people say water enough, right?
Yeah.
And when it's spelled out clear water, you got to get the joke.
That's what I thought he said, water.
I know, but then you...
What did I say? Clear water?
Water.
It's not even close.
One more time, Joe. What did he say?
Clear water.
Where's the water? It's wood.
I know. I got lost in my East Coast accent.
In your regional
accent? Yeah, I did. I didn't know if I was in New York or Boston.
Jack, do your parents say water?
I think my mom sometimes
My mom says water.
Water.
And I noticed
water.
It's like wood.
Big wood.
Wood.
Water.
Water.
It's harder for me to say that.
I know it is. Because it's so stupid
it's
and ridiculous.
Hard to say that.
Yeah, I'm seeing you like struggle with it, and I feel bad bringing this to light, but it had to be brought to light.
Yep.
Yeah, leave it up to you.
Got to expose them.
Yeah. You wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't do that, Jack.
Got to expose them. All right, we'll finish with T and Kyle's on some phone calls, but let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, please.
Text line.
Nice trade idea, Carlin. No. Joe Douglas from New York.
Well, I got to admit, I posed that same trade to the evening show, and they were on board with it.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio, Tucker Bagley, they were on board with that trade.
Well, here's what I'll say. That I don't believe that Sam Darnold, they know Sam Darnold's not a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to ask themselves, do we think that one of these quarterbacks is the guy? And I can't answer that question. But
I mean, they could send Sam Darnold to Chicago.
Yep. Which is probably what they're going to do. They'll get a draft pick for him or whatever. But if I'm the Jets and I love the quarterback, you can give me another first-round draft pick all you want. You know, but, you know, do they think Jalen Hurts is the guy? If they're not sure of the quarterback, that would make a lot of sense. That trade would make a lot of sense. What's next?
Anyone else notice that Prince Harry finalized his break with the British royal family at the exact same time as Carson got his trade to Indy? Very, very interesting. Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, Carson is a dead ringer for him. He is. What's next?
Two questions. One, Ike, were you the best athlete in your high school? What was that like? Two, Jordan, Mailata, any thought to using him as a fullback in short yardage goal line situations? He was an outstanding RB in rugby. Greg in Downingtown.
I thought that was Herb in the Northeast. Was I the best athlete in my high school? No.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah, no.
Who was the best athlete? Basketball player?
We probably was our basketball player, Verdell Rawls. Here's the ironic part. I was the only one that went to a Division I school.
So how were you not
the best athlete?
No,
I wasn't the only one that went to a Division. Well, Stevie Clay went to Eastern Michigan.
I was a big fan of Stevie Clay. Smaller
running back. Better athlete. Verdell Rawls went to a D2 basketball school. But
nothing wrong with that.
He was the more celebrated high school player on our team.
Probably a high-volume scorer.
Yeah, I was a much better college player than I was high school player. Now, some people peak in high school and don't become as good of a college player.
Right.
I had a so-so high school career. I only played 1 year. I started to develop in college.
Pretty amazing you went to Michigan State after 1 year in high school.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some people just know talent when they see it.
That's what it is. Hopefully Howie can do that. What's next?
So John Marks has moved on from me. Sounds kind of Wentz-ish to me. Not me. John, unlike you and Carson, I'm not taking my ball and going home. I'm still with you, John. That's what a Philly guy would do. Matt from Mayfair.
Huh?
Oh, he's moved on from Matt? Is that what he's saying?
Matt's not happy that John has moved on from him.
Right. That's what I thought he was doing.
Yeah, and Matt's kind of strange because he unfollowed me and then refollowed me, so they came up in the queue. So he's one of the guys that unfollows you when he's mad, and then he refollows me. But unless it's a new Twitter profile, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Matt's back, though, I noticed.
There you go.
Yeah, he's back.
Can't stay away.
That's nice.
This city sure is cruel for allowing fans in the stands to go see that bullpen. Brad in Fort Washington.
The bullpen is actually, Jack, would you agree, is going to be much improved? They certainly, Dave Dombrowski has put a lot of his attention to throwing a lot of darts at the dartboard to hopefully improve it. So, I mean, we can hope.
Jack didn't say anything.
Well, they got a bona fide closer, right? In Archie Bradley. It's nice to not have to rely on Hector Neris. I don't know.
Well, Hector was okay.
No, he was, but I don't want him closing games.
The bullpen will be better than the starting staff this year. That's my big take.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that more about the starting staff?
It's more like I'm worried about 4-5, but I think that they have enough consistent guys down in the bullpen to get the job done.
Who the hell worries about the fourth and fifth pitchers?
This guy.
Jack. Well, it's because you're not.
You know, we'll have another Vinny year, you know. I don't know.
Man, listen, as long as my top three guys are good, everybody else is.
Well, what about Spencer Howard?
Right.
Listen.
He's
like
already given up on him.
You've already given up on Spencer Howard?
No, I haven't given up on him at all, but it seems like that they're going to limit his innings this year.
Seems like he's going to start the year at AAA.
Yeah, something like that.
And he should. And he should, I agree. What's next?
Don't believe what my kid said. I couldn't stand that dude. Doug putting the roof on his new home in Florida.
I don't care.
Going to take young Joshua Peterson at his word.
Yes. Yeah, I thought he did an excellent job.
Representing the family. Good job.
Today. Good job, Josh. All right, let's go to T. T's in Collegeville. What about a Chuck from Mount Airy, T from Collegeville podcast?
Ooh, now we're talking.
There might be too much.
Oh, God. What's up, T?
L.
Yeah, that's an L. Mark Montgomeryville. Mark, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mark?
First of all, Indy shouldn't get any more airtime than like the one day a week he calls. He's brutal with a capital B, brutal.
That's a great idea.
But hold on. Listen, we're in this mess because we don't have a good quarterback. So the quarterback position, first of all, the best quarterback in the league is top 10. Mahomes was drafted at the 10th position. Everything Indy said was wrong and stupid. He shouldn't get a podcast. He should get muzzled.
There it is, Ingy, caller crime.
Yeah.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're shopping for the diamond engagement ring of her dreams, buy from the home team. That is Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. You can shop local, and you can look online at marks-jewelers.com. T in Collegeville's back. T.
T.
Hey, what's up, young buck? Old head.
What's
How y'all
up, bro?
Doing, man? Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What's up, T?
Yeah, and you got a good idea. Let me start. One, I was thinking the same thing when you was talking about Ingy and Chuck. Nah, man, T and Chuck would be more nice. That would be something flowing, you know what I mean? And right. Two, man, John Marks, man, right. You owe me about 3 hours, baby. I waited in Collegeville for you, man. I had something in the trunk for you, you know what I mean? Niagara Falls, you know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Now, yeah.
What is going on here?
I'm going to weigh out real quick, and then real quick, I'm just going to touch on something with
Jack. Hey, send my packet to the station, T.
I just give it to John. He gives it to you, you know what I mean? He see you on the daily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm saying is that you can't trust flip-floppy Hungry Jack Pancake Box on talking about Zach Wilson, okay? That just ain't going to happen, man. I got close people that told me about he has character issues, and they broke it down on me. Plus, he has injury issues all the way back related to
high school. Zach Wilson has character issues?
No, Jets,
yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, no, let me put that out there right now if you ain't know, because, you know what I mean? Sometimes you ain't hip to all that.
Yeah.
Now, another thing is, okay, he done co-signing a few people that ain't panning out on all cross sports. And then he bashing all these old school old heads like Dr. J, and I don't even know if
Will Chamberlain, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yo, when Jack's credibility is in question, it's for real. So for him to say he going to go down on Zach Wilson, that's like some Ingy, Matt Mike stuff. I love Jack. But what he's saying about Zach Wilson and you co-signing, I don't attach yourself to that train, man. We're going to go down a bad road right now.
Yeah, just
right?
Be careful. Thanks,
all
Steve.
Right, I appreciate it. I've been warned not to follow Jack.
Buddy, I don't appreciate that at all.
Our buddy Herb in Northeast Philadelphia joins us. You asked for him, Mike. Here he is. What's up, Herb?
Hey, Ike, I just spoke to Andy Reid 2 nights ago. He says give him a call. He's got a job for you at pays $450K.
I'm out.
Or you want to stay on WIP?
I'm out. I'm going to Kansas City.
All right. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
If we pick down 3 spots, okay, but we got to get a few picks. But if it's the 10th pick or more, we got to get the one that they're one, a one for 20, 22.
I don't care.
And a second round in 21.
Well, it depends on how far you go down.
But. Dynamite analysis. Are you going to Kansas City or what?
450?
Yeah. You should text Andy and see if the job's still available.
Yeah, what would it be? I didn't know they had a major opening out there.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is not the time to go down that road. I'm just.
I mean, you just text Andy, say, "Hey, Herb, my buddy, good buddy Herb, texted me."
As a matter of fact, I text my coach. Couple weeks ago.
Yeah, after
for
the
obvious reasons.
Yes.
After
the Super Bowl and everything.
Yes.
76ers in Toronto tonight. Ike, the
it
move,
wasn't about a job opportunity. It
the move, not. The line for the Sixers tonight in Toronto has shot up a little bit to Sixers are 3-point road favorites. I've seen that Kyle Lowry is questionable. He's doubtful tonight.
Ah.
So maybe that.
Possibly on Hug Watch.
But we have everybody going tonight, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, right. Ben's gone. Joel's gone.
This would be a revenge factor game for me after dropping Sunday night game. I'll take the Sixers tonight.
Yes. It's good. Good play.
All right. Good. Trade up for any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen. Accuracy matters. Published research shows non-contact models miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Upgrade to Exergen, the only forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. Is he riding with the king tonight? Oh, Jillio Rodden with the King coming up next.
King's back?
Can't wait to hear him.
Okay.
Howard Erskine.
All right, that's coming up next. Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.